When she returned with a bucket and a large, flat-headed screwdriver, water was already starting to pour from the freezer. Jane placed the bucket beneath it and took the hairdryer from Enzo, allowing him to start prising the melting ice from the roof of the icebox. But it was nearly 15 minutes before a large slab of it finally released its 20-year grip and allowed him to start easing it free with burning, cold fingers. He dropped it into the sink and unplugged the hairdryer, and stooped to peer into the darkness of the icebox. It was still partially obscured by ice. There was something there, but he couldn't see what it was. Carefully, he slid his right hand beyond the remaining ice until his fingers made contact with cold, wet plastic. It crinkled at his touch. After several attempts, he managed to catch a corner of it between his index and middle fingers and slowly eased it out. Jane peered over his shoulder at the opaque plastic bag in his hands. "What is it?"
"Looks like one of those Ziploc food bags."
He grabbed a dish towel and wiped it dry, then pinched the plastic tab and unzipped it before reaching in to lift out the missing Life of the Mosquito, Part 4. It was icy cold to the touch, but perfectly dry. Taking great care not to damage it in any way, Enzo laid it on the worktop and let it fall open where it would. Between pages 57 and 58 lay the perfectly preserved, squashed corpse of a mosquito. Its last blood meal rust brown now, staining the page in a small, irregular patch the size of the nail on his little finger. Jane looked at it, utterly mystified.
"I don't understand."
But Enzo was smiling.
"A clever man, your father-in-law," he said. "Ingenious. He must have wondered how on earth to get a DNA sample from him."
"From who?"
"Eric Fleischer, a Nazi war criminal hiding here on the Ile de Groix. Killian must have recognized him from his time in Majdanek concentration camp, or at least thought he did. He hadn't seen the man for 47, 48 years. He needed to be sure. A DNA sample would do it. Something to match with a lock of Fleischer's hair that the German authorities still possessed."
"How would a mosquito help him do that?"
"Because the last thing it must have done on this earth was feed on the blood of Eric Fleischer. Not a big enough sample in 1990 to extract sufficient DNA, but Killian would have known that the PCR process of amplification was just months away, and that if he kept it cool for long enough, it would provide the damning evidence to prove Fleischer's identity. Even if Killian died in the meantime, the evidence would still be there. Damn it, it's still here 20 years later."
He closed the book and slipped it back into its Ziploc bag.
"We need to continue to keep it cool. That's now evidence in a murder case."
He plugged the fridge back into its wall socket, closed up the freezer compartment, and took away the bucket of meltwater. Then he placed the plastic bag containing the book on the middle shelf and closed the door. He turned to find himself trapped in Jane Killian's penetrating gaze. She said,
"Do you know who he is, this Eric Fleischer? Or at least, who he's been pretending to be all this time?"
Enzo's face clouded, and the lights dimmed in his eyes.
"Yes, Jane, I'm pretty sure I do."